July the 22nd. I am a master to you. Jeremiah 3:14. I am a master to you. This can also be translated as, I am married unto you. Christ Jesus is joined unto his people in marriage union. In love, he pledged himself to his church when she was a pure virgin, long before she fell under the bondage of sin. Full of burning affection, he worked, like Jacob for Rachel, until all of her purchase money had been paid. Now, having sought her by his Spirit, and having brought her to know and love him, he awaits the glorious hour when their mutual joy will be complete at the marriage supper of the Lamb. The glorious bridegroom has not yet presented his betrothed perfect and complete before the majesty of heaven. She has not yet actually entered upon the enjoyment of her dignities as his wife and queen. She is still a wanderer in a world of woe, a dweller in the tents of Kedar, Psalm 120:5, but even now she is the bride of Jesus, his beloved spouse, dear to his heart, precious in his sight, written on his hands, and united with him. On earth he exercises all the affectionate offices of husband toward her. He makes rich provision for her spiritual needs, pays all her debts, and allows her to assume his name and to share in all his wealth. He will never act otherwise toward her. He will never mention the word divorce, for he hates divorce. Malachi 2:16. Death ends the marital tie between the most loving humans, but it cannot divide the union of this immortal marriage. In heaven they do not marry, but are as the angels of God. Matthew 22:30. But there is this one marvelous exception to the rule. For in heaven, Christ and his church will celebrate their joyous nuptials. Just as this union of Jesus with his beloved spouse is more lasting, so it is more near and dear than earthly matrimony. Even if the love of an earthly husband is ever so pure and fervent, it is only a vague picture of the flame that burns in the heart of Jesus. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19:9.